I'm 40 years old. I'm originally from Wyoming, and I live in Boulder County. I was living in Tennessee, in Nashville at the time, and I found out that I was pregnant, and I was having a hard time even getting any doctors to see me, and a friend that I went to high school with lived in Longmont, and she told me that it would be a really good place to come and be pregnant. Because there are a lot of services available for pregnant women in Boulder County. So that's where I came. When my daughter was born, she was born extremely premature. She was 3.5 months early, and she was very sick, and I wasn't allowed to work or anything. So I was, she was probably a year and a half old when I was allowed to start looking for work, and I applied for TANF, and so I was going through their workforce program, and one of the caseworkers recommended me for the Getting Ahead class. Thankfully, I was receiving assistance with CCAP. They really helped a lot. Mostly they paid for the daycare until I was able to find employment, so the child care was pretty much taken care of. And then when I found a job, they helped until I was stable. But if I hadn't had CCAP, I really don't even know what I would have done. I wouldn't have been able to find a job because her daycare is almost $1,000 a month. My daughter was conceived during a sexual assault, so there is no father in the picture. And when you're applying for things like housing and TANF and food assistance, you have to comply with child support. So that has been a really big struggle, trying to explain to them why I can't go for child support and to explain that to people over and over again. And every time my case is recertified, items four, and I've had to go through it like 5 times. So it's really, I don't know, it almost becomes victimizing after a certain point when people are like, I don't really know if that counts as good cause because trying to explain why you don't want that person involved in your life is really difficult. It can affect anybody. It's not just somebody who doesn't want to work and who is lazy. My situation from the outside did look like I was just a mom who didn't want to work, but no, my daughter was very ill and I couldn't work. There are people who have, you know, they have circumstances that are really none of your business and they don't have to explain themselves to you.